Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mat Talk. I'm Caleb, your host, and today I'll be here with my wrestling coach, Kyle. Kyle, if you would, if you could introduce yourself and kind of talk about your come up with wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Kyle DeRoche. I've been wrestling for since 2013. I started at Lisbon High School. I remember walking through the hallways and Mark Stevens, who was the head coach at the time, son, had seen me and said I looked scrappy. I was tiny. I was probably 90 pounds. He told me that that was the only weight class that they had, that they needed filled. So it was amazing to kind of feel like someone wanted me to be a part of something. So that's kind of how I got into the wrestling room. My family's always been pretty heavily, you know, involved in wrestling. My brother-in-law is Forrest Cornell, a four-time state champ for Lisbon. I kind of mocked the sport, I can't lie. I didn't have the respect for it like I do now. I mocked Forrest for wearing the singlet, you know, jumping around the whole nine yards. It wasn't until I got into the wrestling room and seen the group of guys that I seen work hard and just the support that that was in the room, and the energy that was in the room was everything, and I knew right away that that was something I wanted to be a part of. It was a family, and I was hooked. Mark Stevens did an amazing job teaching me. I didn't get to finish the season, unfortunately, due to me moving to Florida. My parents had a pretty interesting situation going on where they would move me back and forth from Maine to Florida, so it was hard for me to stay in sports. But I will say that wrestling room sparked my passion for sure. I moved to Florida, and right away I found the nearest wrestling room. That was the first thing I looked for. My mom she's had her ups and downs at that very time. There was a lot of downs, and I gotta say that wrestling room that was down the road, that was my safe haven. I wasn't allowed to go to the high school. Hernando High School was the name of the high school because of my credit situation. Every time I moved state to state, my credits didn't transfer. So it was pretty deflating not being able to compete, putting in all that work. But what that room was a safe space for me. And that's what it's always been for me. I was able to get all my academics in a row, get my ducks in a row, emancipate myself, come up to Maine. And the Maine has a no kid left behind rule. So they were willing to put all the work I needed in order to get eligible right in front of me. I was willing to work all night, all day, just to do what I needed to do in order to get eligible to compete again. It was a hell of a summer that junior year. But I did what I needed to do and I was able to compete that season. They were in the middle of transitioning coaches. So It was what it was, but with that being said, I stuck around. I couldn't leave. I fell in love with it all over again, and I've been coaching since 2017. I graduated and jumped right back into the wrestling room. I've been here since, and that's it. I just look to keep pushing forward.
Now, you mentioned Forrest Cornell, your brother. What was that like, having somebody that close to you to look up to in the wrestling room?
It was very cool. I didn't understand it at first. I didn't really see how blessed I was at first to be able to have someone of that caliber at your exposure, at your fingertips. The amount of knowledge that you can get from someone of that caliber. I have a much better understanding now. Looking back, you know, and I try to instill that in my kids now. So when Forrest makes his rounds to the wrestling room, when Mark Stevens makes his rounds to the wrestling room, you guys are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, ready to soak in that knowledge from these vets.
And you also mentioned the wrestling room as being almost therapeutic in a way, as like a safe space. What would you say to the kids who don't wrestle, who are trying to, who kind of need that safe space, who want to get into wrestling?
Absolutely. I contribute wrestling, I compare wrestling to life itself. life can get pretty chaotic. Life is full of chaos all the time, and you kind of have to be in the moment and, you know, take everything one step at a time. Wrestling's just like that, you know? You got to be able to slow things down, be able to stay mentally present. And I was always able to see the direct connection between the two. And with life being so chaotic, in my situation specifically, wrestling was much easier, you know? And after working through all the hard workouts and developing the mental attitude that I have now and the mental structure that I have now, I can apply that directly to the outside world and to the chaos that's what you call life. And to those kids who are, you know, struggling and they're overwhelmed, stressed out, you know, thinking the world's a scary place that they don't know what they're going to do, wrestling's a good opportunity to slow things down, to really work on yourself, both physically, mentally, and to just allow yourself to get comfortable in the chaos.
I absolutely relate to that. I've wrestled on and off since about second grade, and every time I've had a struggle or a hard time, whenever I went to a wrestling room, that always closes off. You're in there with your team, with people who are there to make you better, nothing less. And that's something I do love about wrestling. But moving on to your coaching career, what motivated you to jump into that?
Yeah, so initially I didn't really have a plan to stick around coaching. My senior year, I had some underclassmen who looked up to me, who I was pretty compatible with, and it was, you know, operation, get them to States, you know, get them that medal. And so that was my focus while I was in college. They didn't have a wrestling room or a workout plan or anything really of that caliber set up at the college I was at. So to be able to separate myself from the chaotic, you know, college, with it being, you know, people, the homework, whatever, being able to go to the wrestling room still was a huge just decompression for me. And being able to help my peers was just super uplifting all about it. I've always wanted to be, so my first goal, my first dream was to be a children's counselor so I can help kids get through what I've gone through growing up. I remember being put in a counseling room right on his couch and me looking at that counselor knowing damn well that he hasn't gone through what I've gone through. And I know that I knew at that time, at a young age, if I was in his seat, I would have been able to help a kid going through what I was going through, because I would have been able to, you know, relate to him directly. And there is a different level of comfort and understanding that comes with that. So wrestling was kind of that for me, you know? I got to lift these kids up when they were at their lowest of lows. I got to instill this life knowledge and just help prep them for this chaotic life that's, you know, right in front of them. So that, I got attached. I'll say that. I got attached, I got hooked, and I don't have to be a counselor anymore because I'm kind of coaching and counseling all at the same time. And I really want my son to be a part of a program like this, and so that's my new focus. That's my new goal. I don't know if my son will wrestle or not, but I'll make damn sure he has the opportunity to do so.
Going back to when you were talking about going from state to state, you said Florida. What was that like, transitioning from wrestling room to wrestling room, seeing as there's different people, different teammates, and different coaches?
Something I will say is hard work translates wherever you go. If you put in the work, people will recognize, and you'll end up right where you need to be. Real recognizes real. Have you ever heard of that? It's 100% true. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're willing to put in the work, you'll end up exactly where you need to be. Iron sharpens iron. And that's kind of how I felt going from wrestling to wrestling room. It didn't matter if I was at Lisbon High School. It didn't matter if I was at Springstead High School, Central High School, Hernando High School. I put in the work, and it was recognized. And I was made to feel like I was a part of the team no matter where I was.
Yeah, and adding on to that, it's really how you carry yourself in each situation, knowing that you are this hardworking person and you are disciplined, and you can transition that to not just a wrestling room, but real life.
Absolutely. I like to add on to that. It's definitely on how you carry yourself. I will say it's important to not carry yourself in an egotistical way, if that makes sense. Hard work is important, but you can't strut around like you're top dog. You have to approach each wrestling room like you're the newbie. Still, you've got so much to prove. Put your head down and work hard, and that's what people respect.
And I'm going to relate that a little bit to my MMA journey, where jumping into MMA, I was this grappler. I was a wrestler. But in MMA, there's multiple different martial arts that are included, with jiu-jitsu, with kickboxing, with all these things. And I knew once I jumped into that, I wasn't going to be some, you know, top dog, at, like you said, at my gym. So I kind of started out humble, and you slowly earn respect through showing your discipline, through showing your hard work. So I absolutely agree with you on that. And how do you plan with our numbers this year on Oak Hill Lisbon wrestling team to train our athletes and their mental toughness and make sure they're ready for not just the mat, but for real life scenarios?
Absolutely. It's making them understand that they're a part of something. Every single practice, at the end of practice, we do our chant, family on three, family on three. 1, 2, 3, family. And it is that. I make sure to create a family atmosphere in that wrestling room, because that's what the atmosphere was when I first walked into Mark Stevens' wrestling room. It uplifted me, and it took me right out of the situation, and it kept me looking for that type of atmosphere wherever I went. It's what I wanted to be a part of, and it's what I strive to create. It's the atmosphere I strive to create for my child, so he has the opportunity to be the best man he can be. And I truly do believe that atmospheres like this, where there's no hazing, where there's no discrimination, where there's no putting down whatsoever, is truly, truly important and crucial to the success that comes out of the sport.
And I do hear you mentioning your kid over and over, and I do just want to say I absolutely think he's going to be a badass wrestler once he grows up with his parents. And how do you plan as a coach to improve our team's communication, not just as a coach to a student, but with our wrestlers among each other?
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's funny. Just after today, we had a meet with Monmouth Richmond Winthrop. We had a little huddle in the locker room. I told everybody that we're going to have to start policing our teammates, you know, holding each other accountable. You only get what you put in at the end of the day. And if your teammate's cheating you and you're the only one putting in work come drills, you know, you're either suffering, you know, one's suffering and one's getting something out of it. And it can't be that way. If we're going to grow as a team, and we're going to keep that communication flowing as a team, then we got to make sure we're contributing to everything, you know, as a team. As a family.
As a family, like you said. Well, Kyle and Coach, thank you very much for this interview, and I'll be looking forward to our season.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to interview me. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.